Hey, Fantasy Football Factory listeners, you can find every episode of Fantasy Football Factory on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Mincy, you're not even in the stream. How is this possible? All right, hold on one second. Technical.
Got it. I'm in now. I'm in.
All right, you're too close to me. I feel like I can hear the echo.
What's up, everybody? We've got a Cowboys and Indians drill starting this deal, but we're ready for NFL Week 10. Stephen Che, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, winning 14-3 in Germany, so he's got a smile on his face despite laughing at me and my incompetence. How are you doing today, Mr. Che?
The Bucs are falling apart right now, so not great.
How are we doing?
Oh, I just missed it. Did we just get a turnover or were we just dealing with some issues getting live? Wow. Okay. Well, I'd be much better if we got a turnover, which it looks like we might have just. We did. Thank God. Okay. But yeah, I have no idea what happened. How are you doing, Mincy? Mincy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, except for the fact that the New Orleans Saints. I got kind of a pillow fighting Steelers. I'm a little heartbroken, Mr. Che. I don't know if you saw the Alabama-Ole Miss game yesterday. Ole Miss had them on the ropes, lost 30-24, you know, got in their red zone at the end of the game and turned it over on downs. And, you know, what are you going to do? But, I mean, we hadn't beaten Alabama in 7 years, and it was, you know, had them, and it just – that's tough, man. There's no getting around it. So, a little sad about that. But I started my gambling 8-0 yesterday, so I had a good gambling day. And we're going to keep it rolling into NFL Sunday. I'm on a pretty good little gambling run and looking forward to taking some listener questions. And before we get into that, we need to thank our sponsors for today.
Yeah, so a little behind the scenes, Mincy and I switched computers because he was unable to select comments in here. So Mincy, it's open in a tab. I believe it's Chevy and Roman.
Okay.
You got
that up there?
You got this. Looking. I believe in you.
It's where's this?
There are like three tabs open. It's one of the three.
Okay. I will figure it out. I see Inbox, StreamYard, Barstool HQ.
Barstool HQ.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb, drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
For people that didn't see, Rashad White started this game over Leonard Fournette, which was interesting. All right, officially active from Field of the Eights, Josh Allen, Ryan Tannehill, Brandon Cooks, Jerick McKinnon, Kenny Galladay, hasn't done anything all year, Jarvis Landry, officially inactive, Tre'Davious White. So I completely forgot the question. I'm focused on a lot of things. I want to make sure that the stream obviously goes well. The Bucs are playing in Germany, almost completely gave it away. Mincy, I don't know if you saw this. This was like right as you came in, but the Bucs threw a pass to Tom Brady and it was intercepted.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't see it because I was busy sprinting from the bath train because I forgot on Sunday you can't take the 30th Street exit because it's shut down on the weekends. I don't know if you ever heard. So I walked to that one and couldn't, and then I had to go to the 33rd Street one, and then I had to reenact kind of my running to work thing, and then I came in here scrambling, and it's just been pretty amusing. But Tampa was off to a good start. What happened? You are 14-3 last season.
Yeah, no, they were dominating. One of the most, I think probably the most dominant half of the season. And then Seahawks had a good drive. The Bucs got a stop. Seahawks got a field goal out of it, but then the Bucs, you know, were going down the field. They did a play where they put Leonard Fournette at Wildcat, and then they had Brady just out there as receiver, and nobody was guarding him. So they showed that on the replay and was like, he probably could have scored a touchdown. They just threw it. So they ran that. They got down to like the 30 and they ran that play again. Tariq Woolen, the excellent rookie for the Seahawks, the cornerback, went out there with him. And something that's been a problem for this game, and it is tough for bettors, especially prop bettors, is the footing has been terrible. So guys have been all over the place.
The Germans did not make a good football field.
I do not know. But Brady slipped. It was also underthrown. It got picked off, which kind of put the kibosh on a pretty good drive. But they got the ball back now and we're moving. So excited about that. But let's get into some of these questions.
Okay.
I see.
Real quick. So you said Josh Allen back, Tannehill playing. What have you heard about Matt Stafford? I think he's going.
That's a later game, so it won't be announced till later. But I would be surprised if he's playing just based on the timeline of the concussion protocol. Same thing with Kyler Murray, not for the concussion, but it sounds like he's going to be out as well. The props for that game were not available for.
Okay. Some other ones. Jonathan Taylor's back for Indy. Jeff Saturday said, you know, saying he's looked good in practice. You got to think with Saturday there, they're going to try to run him and feed him. That's a pretty,
the Raiders pretty obvious. Pretty obvious injury wise.
Other stuff, Debo Samuel's back for the Niners. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are both out again for the Chargers. Keenan Allen feels like a lost season. I mean, he just can't get the hamstring. Just feels like he can't get this hamstring healthy. Yep. Jarvis Landry's back for the Saints. I don't know if that's good fantasy value. Saints have two starting O-linemen out, are in big, big, big trouble trying to block TJ Watt today. I think that's most. Oh, Mecole Hardman's out for the Chiefs, so I'm actually starting Marquez Valdes-Scantling in one league because of it. Wouldn't be surprised to see them try to get Tony involved a little more with the Hardman out today.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take some questions. Do you have any plays you want to get to before we take questions?
Sure. I put out two plays. One is a long shot touchdown parlay. There's actually two sets of brothers facing off together in matchups, which I would have to think is maybe the first time that's ever happened. We've got Nick Chubb and Bradley Chubb with Cleveland, Miami, but then Dallas, Minnesota, Buffalo, Minnesota. We've got Dalvin Cook and James Cook. Let's go.
Oh, wow.
So I put out a touchdown prop for both of them to score. James Cook has seen an increased snap count where he was at 25% 2 weeks ago, 23% last week. He has scored a touchdown this year. Dalvin Cook has 6 touchdowns on the year. So for them both to score, I checked this morning, it was plus 1,500. I got a plus 1,300. I think that's a fun one to follow. And then I put out the big brain parlay, which hit last week at plus 915. Today is plus 975. Jonathan Taylor over 73.5 rushing yards. Deontay Johnson over 4.5 catches, something he's done in 7 of 8 games this year.
No Lattimore again today, too.
Yep. Alvin Kamara, over 33.5 receiving yards. He's averaging 60 yards receiving per game in his last 5. And then I like Chase Claypool over 2.5 catches. Those parlayed was plus 957 for me in the wee hours of the morning as I was handicapping today.
I got over 79.5 to Stephon Diggs yards against his old team today. I think he's going to have a really big game. And even if Josh Allen didn't play, I think Keenum can get him the ball too, to be honest. I don't think that's the end of the world. Gambling wise, couple quick ones. I really like Buffalo to bounce back. I think Minnesota's due to get blown out, to be honest. I think they've been playing with the fire a little bit. Some other ones I like, I think it's going to be low scoring games and Titans, Broncos, and then Saints Steelers is going to be really ugly. That thing's 39.5. And then I actually think Green Bay may fight a little bit today as a 5-point home underdog against Dallas. I know they haven't shown signs of life, but it follows a lot of gambling trends I like. So those are a few of the plays I like. And then we'll go ahead and get into your questions. And we appreciate everybody joining us.
So some behind the scenes, Mincy's going to be picking all the questions today. I have the Bucks game on in front of me. They're driving right now. So shout out to Mincy for coming in and handling this.
They're doing the best, so I'm able. all right, let's get to it. We got
there you go.
Philip Pacheco. He says, big booty Jerry Jeudy or Christian Kirk? Half point PPR. Jerry Jeudy in Nashville playing the Titans. Kirk at KC.
I would greatly prefer Christian Kirk in this.
I was leaning that way too.
I garbage yards are the same thing as regular yards in fantasy, and I think Christian Kirk is going to get a ton of them today. Trevor Lawrence looked really good last week, and I think even coming off a bye, it's hard to depend on anyone in the Broncos offense, even though I do think Russell Wilson will be better the next couple of weeks. I think this is Christian Kirk in a landslide.
Yeah, and another thing too, this is the old, I know I say this every week, one game has a really high over under the 52 and the other one's 39. Yep. So that's a great way to like win in doubt. You know what I mean?
Yep. It's a great tiebreaker.
All right. Let's go. Next up. Oh yeah. From the Reginator. Best fantasy football show in the freaking game. Josh Allen injury has me in a tough spot. Who are some quarterbacks you target off waivers? I would start Josh Allen because I think he's going to go. And if something happens right before the game, I would make sure you have Case Keenum lined up in case they announce he's out right before. But I think Josh Allen is going to go. Stephen Che, what happened? You seem very happy.
The Bucs just converted a third and inches inside the 10-yard line. They have struggled all season.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
It's been short.
And in the red zone,
been
too.
Dominating today in short yardage, which has been very refreshing to see.
Yeah, that I thought something was up when the Bucs were 2.5-point favorite in that game and stayed away. I thought
it was a crazy line.
That's my point. Vegas.
Yeah.
The other one that's crazy like that today, did you see the Miami-Cleveland line? Why is Miami only 3.5 at home against Cleveland? What the hell is going on there?
I think Teron Armstead is questionable. Uh-oh. I'm not sure if he's going to be playing today.
All right. From Sean M. Steven, are you active today after suffering your toe injury in Yak basketball? Full go?
Yes. I actually took a photo of this. It's probably not going to come out great. That's my toe. I played basketball with that. So I got the injury before I played basketball. I played on it because I'm a true warrior.
But Mike Thomas would never. Mike Thomas
would never. Mike Thomas would never.
What happened to your toe? How'd you hurt it?
Touchdown. Let's go. Chris Godwin.
Mm.
I think that might be his first touchdown of the year.
I think it is, too.
Huge. How did I injure it? My wife was traveling all week, so she came back Thursday night so I can go to Yak basketball and everything on Friday. I brought her suitcase upstairs at night. She was unpacking it in the morning. I didn't see it. I just walked right into it. Very painful.
Ugh. All right. The next question is from 10 times you. He says, love you guys. Flex, Aaron Jones, Tony Pollard, Jamal Williams, PPR. From what I was reading, I don't think Zeke Elliott's going today. They're trying to be careful with him.
It says game time decision, but yeah, everything's pointing to
that. Well, what they were saying was last year he tried to fight through injuries, but this year they think Dallas is going to the playoffs and is worried about the long game. Tony Pollard's looked spectacular all year, so I'm going to roll Pollard out if Elliott's not playing out of these three pretty easily.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Tony Pollard is going to be RB, like a top three RB, assuming Zeke is out.
Yep. All right, from Logan Kaufenauer, DeAndre Hopkins or Terry McLaurin, full point PPR, worried with no Kyler Murray. Is Kyler out?
Yeah, he has a hamstring.
He was banged up.
But looking like he will not play. That's a later game, so they're not going to announce that yet. But yeah, looking like out.
So who would you go with that Hopkins, no Kyler or McLaurin here?
Who's
Arizona's backup? I don't even know.
It's tough with McLaurin because he's going against Darius Slay, who's playing, you know, maybe the best football in the league at the cornerback position. I think that Terry McLaurin is a very good player. Monday Night Football. I don't think you can bench DeAndre Hopkins. I know he didn't have a ton of catches last week. He did catch that touchdown. He's just so good, and they don't have anywhere else to go. So I would start DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of think that's fine. All right, we got a question. Let's see here. Ooh, it's good for Shay. Luke Beard, evening fantasies question. He saw your Hannah Storm tweet. Hannah Storm or Aaron Andrews, which one will dominate my fantasies?
Great question. Two of the GOATs.
Points for creativity with the questions, if you want to get an answer.
Two of the GOATs in the game. I mean, Aaron Andrews is really hard to top. So I think I got to go EA. But Hannah Storm, this is not a layup by any means. This is definitely, you have to think about it. Aaron Andrews is, you know, has the crown, but Hannah Storm might be like number two, like not even kidding. So Hannah Storm definitely in the conversation.
Somebody's saying Colt McCoy's the backup, they think Arizona, which that's not, I mean, I know he's old now, but I've heard worse, you know?
Yeah.
I've heard worse. All right. CD, we got a question now from 3Pete. CD Lamb at Green Bay or Dalvin Cook at Buffalo Flex? Man, you must have a hell of a squad if this is a question.
Who do you like in this? I personally have a lean, but it's not crazy.
I think I'm leaning Cook, but
yeah, I would too.
I just think Cook higher over under in Vikings Bills too.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I don't know. I think I'm leaning. I just don't think you can ever really bench Cook if he's playing and he's healthy.
Agreed.
That's, and I'm not saying Lamb's not good, but that's the way I'm rolling there. Like somebody, Shout out to the Reginator saying, like the stream.
Yes,
please do. Please. That helps us a lot. Makes us look like we're actually doing something here. I appreciate everybody saying that. All right, let's get some more comments. Christian, all right, this is from John Post. Got a lot of Christian Kirk questions today. Ooh. Christian Kirk or DeAndre Swift at the flex half point PPR? I'm going DeAndre Swift here. I know that he's been banged up, but he's back. There's been a weird trend that the Chicago Bears went from playing low-scoring games to shootouts since they traded Quinn and Roquan Smith, and now all of a sudden they're scoring points. So there could be some fantasy goodness in this Lions-Bears. Over-under is like 49. So I'm rolling DeAndre Swift out there, and now he's back.
Yep, I think you're spot on. I think that's great analysis, too.
All right, Ramblin' Man, Justin Herbert at San Francisco or Jimmy G versus the Chargers, 4 points per TD. On the surface, you'd say Herbert easily, but damn, no Keenan Allen and no Williams is tough. Jimmy G's getting Debo back. He's got Christian McCaffrey. This may not be as easy as it seems, but, I mean, it's one of those things, though, in fantasy football, I always say when in doubt, you go with your star guys. Man, what do you think here? I think I slightly still lean Herbert, even though I don't love it.
Yeah, this is tough. Tommy Stats actually put out a very good blog just about like trends. And in it, he had Justin Herbert in primetime stats, and they're crazy. So I know that his team is beat up and his receiving core is hurt. And I do like Jimmy G, but I think with Debo in, I don't know that that necessarily helps his fantasy numbers just because Debo is going to take a lot of the rushing. So between him and Christian McCaffrey, I don't know how many passing touchdowns are to be had, but I do like Justin Herbert tonight just due to the primetime factor.
Yeah, another thing too, you know the Niners, if the game flow goes right and they get the lead, they always want to run the ball. You know, they're not like trying to – Herbert's much more likely to throw it 40 times in a game than Jimmy G is, I think.
Yep.
All right. Next up, we got a hat. Oh, we already answered that. I'm sure. Play us a tune. Oh, nice. Just want to give D. Hazy a shout out. That's a Dear Mr. Fantasy, play us a tune to the song link, the song lyrics off the idea for the song name. So the show name. Todd D, full PPR flex start, Alan Lazard or Gabriel Davis. I know Davis is so boom or bust, but man, when it's good, it's good. And, I don't know that Lazard's done enough to like justify starting him over Davis's upside.
I think you're right. Even with Josh Allen hurt, I like Gabe Davis.
Yeah, the thing is, like Lazard, I mean, you're kind of dependent. He can score some touchdowns, but it's, I don't know. Not a big fan. Ramblin' Man, I believe in you, Mincy. Appreciate that. All right, Jake G. asking about the two Miami Dolphins running backs he used to play for the Niners. He says, full-point PPR, are you rolling Jeff Wilson Jr. or Raheem Mostert out there?
I actually have some insight in this. I talked to a guy who's he's not with the team, but he's pretty plugged in on the Dolphins, and he actually told me that he thinks Jeff Wilson Jr. is going to be the back you want to own in fantasy. Mike McDaniel was on, I don't know if it was his honeymoon or vacation, but he like left that to go scout or sign Jeff Wilson Jr. So he is like very much the biggest Jeff Wilson Jr. guy out there. We saw last week a 50-50 split exactly on carries. So I think Jeff Wilson Jr. is going to be the guy you're going to want to own. As for today, I guess I would lean that way just because it was 50-50 last week. And I'm saying Jeff Wilson Jr., you got to roll with that. So, I'd say Jeff Wilson.
I would actually like lean that way too. My only insight on it is that Mostert's just notoriously been a guy that can't hold up. Like he's very talented, but he never can hold up long term. And so, you know, you got to think they brought Wilson in there because of that. Mostert was getting pretty heavy volume early in the year.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
All right. We got a question from Matteo Molieri. Crushed it. Josh Allen or Justin Herbert? I'm rolling Josh Allen for sure. No doubt about it. All right. Next up, we've got DRDC saying, is Stephen Che missing the Bucks for Dear Mr. Fantasy? No, that's why I'm steering the ship, and he's got it on 5 TVs in the office. Yeah, and we are both in the office. I wanted to hit the stream today. Saints Steelers, me and Jersey Jerry probably are going to sit there miserable watching it today. All right, here's I don't know if we got three-peat with CeeDee Lamb or Amon-Ra St. Brown today.
Tyler Lockett touchdown from Geno Smith.
I got Geno Fantasy. Good. Do you like CeeDee Lamb at Green Bay or Amon-Ra St. Brown at Chicago? I like St. Brown.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, I just, Chicago's not playing no D, man. It's shootouts everywhere.
Justin Fields, the line for his passing and rushing yards is over 243.5. It's also plus 200 for him to throw over 1.5 passing touchdowns.
I like that. Against the Lions?
Yeah, value is crazy, yeah.
Detroit's defense is horrible. I know they had their good game last week against Green Bay. All right, Ryan has pick one for his number three wide receiver. Rondale Moore with no Kyler Murray, Brandon Cooks at the Giants, or Wandale Robinson at home against the Texans.
This is tough.
Tough scene. I think I'm saying Cooks, but I don't like it. Outdoor game in New York ain't good for him.
Same. Oh, but, geez, he's going for two. That was weird.
Tough one. All right, let's get we got a trade opinion from Motive. Tom Brady and Olave for Kirk Cousins and Amari Cooper. PPR needs some upside rest of season. I have Justin Jefferson for the stack. Ooh. I actually think you should make this trade. Because I think Amari Cooper's value in Deshaun Watson comes back is going to go way, way up. And I think Cousins, you know, I like Olave, but, I mean, damn, he's got Andy Dalton throwing to it. You know, it's miserable. I'm making this trade.
Yeah, at this point in the fantasy season two, you have to look at buys. Kirk Cousins has already had his buy. Tom Brady has not. The Bucs are going to be on a buy after this week, so I would make that trade. Yeah, absolutely. For Kirk Cousins and Amari Cooper.
While we're at it, what do you think? Like, we're a couple weeks. Deshaun Watson's still 3 weeks away. Are you targeting? Like, do you think pick up Donovan Peoples-Jones for when he comes back? Go after Amari. What do you expect out of Watson? He's going to be fresh and healthy, but it's going to be cold weather, bad weather.
He wouldn't have even like practice with the team. So I'm skeptical about him like immediately clicking with new receivers.
Okay. Yeah, he hadn't been able to practice. And Cleveland, you think any shot they make a run to the playoffs or no? It's tough in the AFC.
I don't. Mincy, I think we might have one more ad.
We'll do it. I think we got a Chevy read.
Yeah.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate sparkling water and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Absolutely. All right, let's see what we got. We've already done that one. We already did that one. Trying to see. Oh, new comments. I'm sorry, guys. On this first time. I got a bunch of whole new slate of them. All right. Olave at Pittsburgh or James Conner PPR flex. I know Conner's been banged up to hell all year. Olave, pretty crappy matchup at Pittsburgh. Do you roll Conner out here or do you go Olave? PPR, I think I'm going Olave. Tough. I don't feel very confident.
Yeah, with Kyler out, I assume they're going to run the ball more. But yeah, I mean, Olave, I can see that game. I don't know. What's your lead on that game? Do you think it's going to be very low scoring or?
Yes, it's going to be a shit fest. I'm telling you, the Saints, like Eric McCoy and Andrews Peter out, like the offensive line protecting Dalton, it's not going to work. TJ Watt's back. I mean, they're not going to be able to block them. And Andy Dalton can't move. And I think we're headed for like a 2016 or 17-13 crap fest. The only reason I said Olave here is because it's full point PPR though. And I think he's getting like targets.
Okay.
So I think he'll catch 5 or 6 passes.
Sure.
All right. Liam, Trevor Lawrence at KC or Dak Prescott at Green Bay?
I think Trevor Lawrence represents some sneaky upside this week. He played really well last week. KC. Not the best defense against the pass. You can
however under a 52.5 here.
And garbage yards count the same as first quarter yards. So I like Trevor Lawrence today.
Okay. Rambling man, 49ers defense at home against the Chargers, who have a lot of people out, or the Giants at home against the Texans. I think I'm going with the Giants here. I mean, I get that the Niners are better, but Davis Mills on the road. I mean, they ain't doing much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, next up, PJ, who should I start between the three? James Conner at the Rams, Najee Harris versus the New Orleans Saints, or Jeff Wilson PPR? I think I'm going to Najee against the Saints.
Yeah, I think you have to, just because he's the most guaranteed volume. There's not really like a number two guy that's taking a lot of carries from him. But yeah, I don't like any of these, but if you have to go Najee, I think is the safest floor.
Saints run defense has been so good the last 4 or 5 years, and it's fallen off a little bit this year too. So, and Najee hadn't been catching as many passes this year with Pickett. But all right, let's go with here. We got a question from Alex Van Dyke: CeeDee Lamb or Palmer at the Niners? Look, Palmer had 106 yards last week at Atlanta. He's their number one guy right now with Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams out. But I still think I'm going CeeDee Lamb over him. Just think. I mean, yes. Palmer had one good game, but CeeDee Lamb's a proven guy to me.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, it's just, you know what I mean? Like a lot of times it's just, I don't like overthinking that when it comes to like going my stars against guy, you know, I mean. All right, here's a good one. Jake Dillon, David Montgomery, who's been splitting time with Khalil Herbert, or Jamal Williams, who's splitting time with DeAndre Swift for flex play, full PPR.
I like Jamal Williams just because I think he's the safest. It's like, even when DeAndre Swift was healthy, he was getting the goal line work.
So, tell you what else about Jamal Williams. He's a lot more likely to catch passes than Montgomery.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think a full point PPR, that's a big point in this part of this question.
I think Jamal Williams is going to be like one of the sneaky best values in fantasy this year.
Do you start David Montgomery at home against the Lions or Devin Singletary at home against the Vikings? Got to go Montgomery, right?
I go Montgomery, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of been struggling lately, though. All right, Mark Big Dome says Marquez Valdes-Scantling with no Mecole Hardman or DeAndre Carter is the number two receiver for the Chargers with all the injuries. I'm playing a hunch of starting Valdes-Scantling in my league today without Hardman in there against the Jags.
I'm with that.
Yeah, I mean, I worry about the Chargers blocking the Niners too without Slater. Their left tackle's out for the year. It's not good. Yep. All right. Tim Sullivan, Big Cat or a dozen donuts?
Big Cat, come on.
Of course. Go. Big Cat.
No, nobody.
Yeah, I gotta say, for as much as he hypes donuts, I've seen some old photos from Big Cat back in the day. That doesn't look that bad. Doesn't look that bad. Yeah. You know? I mean,
yeah. No, Big Cat carries his weight well.
He does, but I mean, he used to like old school Barstool stuff. He definitely had a bigger gut than he does now.
I think he looks fine.
Yeah, he looks good. He's a big, you know, looks better than I do. All right, full point from Jake G. Greg Dulcich or Pat Freiermuth? We're digging deep here.
I kind of like Dulcich. I almost actually went with his prop. I narrowed it down. He was in like my top 10 favorite props. I think it was over 34 and a half. I know they're playing the Titans, and I know the Titans are good defense, but he is like, you know, kind of sad to say, but he's like one of their explosive playmakers in Denver, and he's just been getting it done pretty consistently. Russell Wilson is looking to him for big plays, so I kind of like Dulcich.
I'm okay with that. I don't think either game's going to be. I don't think either game's going to be very shootouty. Yeah. Right, Adam G says, "How do we feel about George Pickens over Gabe Davis this week at full point PPR? I'm already projected to win, but looking for more floor pad. If you're looking for a floor play, I like it because Pickett likes going to Pickens. They have a good chemistry. Chase Claypool now out of the picture." Gives Pickens more targets, and Gabe Davis is definitely the boomer bust guy. And so if you're looking for a floor play, I like your logic here. I'm fine with it, Adam G. And no Lattimore. I've said that about three times already today. All right, Jeremy Mayer, Josh Allen or Dak Prescott? Josh Allen starting in pro football, my ass starting in fantasy football, end story. That's all I got. Period. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. All right, let's see. Shout out Steven with the Isaiah Stewart bet last night. Big brain.
Yep, big time. We are 18-7 in NBA props.
I know, I've been following, 18. Dude. And hey, great engagement on social media. That's a lot of the game. I mean, you start winning. You know, if you build it, they will come.
Tom Brady just threw a pick. That was his first pick in like, did he throw one week one? That might be his first pick of the season. He never throws picks. Sorry.
We'll take a couple more.
Oh, wait, hold on. Peek behind the curtain, NBA last night. I wanted to actually – the play was actually going to be Clint Capella, but for some reason his line was not coming out. And so I pivoted. Isaiah Stewart was my second favorite, and I did like it a lot based on the injuries. I feel like, and I know that, like, I don't know, deep into it, he got robbed of a rebound in the mid-third quarter that would have cashed as a third-quarter cash. He cashed it with, like, 36 seconds left. Huge, but got the over. So, tonight, play coming out.
Good for you. Tuned. Yeah, my day yesterday, I mean, I ended up firing too much, but, I mean, I started out 8-0 yesterday. I mean, I was just, like, flame-throwing on college football. I ended up, like, 13-7 or something like that. But it was very positive.
Yeah.
All right. Khalil Herbert or George Pickens half point PPR already starting David Montgomery. I mean, I like all the Bears against Detroit. Detroit's defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Bears score a bunch of points today. Bears offense is hot, playing a bad defense.
Oh, that would be something if you start both guards in the same backfield, but you're right. I don't hate it in this matchup.
I mean, they're going to run the crap out of the ball, you know?
Yeah.
Have you guys been running this show all season? Not sure how. I haven't seen this till week 10. Love the content. Damn right we have. We even did it last year. We're here. And shout out to Stephen Jay. He's really stepped up. I've had multiple things. I was late coming out of the mud in the Mississippi River, rediscovering Louisiana, and I've had flights twice during that. So shout out to Stephen. He's definitely been the backbone this year, and we appreciate him. All right, here, Big Dumb saying Montgomery or Khalil Herbert. That's tough. Herbert's so much more explosive is what's frustrating.
Yeah.
Just seems that he averages way more yards per carry.
Yeah, but he doesn't get as many
carries. I know. I mean, I guess you got to go Montgomery. The Bears love Monty.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is similar to, like, the Zeke-Tony Pollard situation. But if both are healthy, Zeke is the guy you typically start just because you know the volume is going to be there. So I think it's the same thing here.
All right. We'll take a couple more. I know. And Mason Bushman's asking Darnell Mooney against the Lions or Rondale Moore at the Rams. I'm going Mooney here with the quarterback situation in Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. All right, we got to take one more because we just have to wrap by 12:05 so I can get this blog up.
All right, let's get this. Jared Goff at Chicago. Shark chalk. Jared Goff at Chicago or Jimmy Garoppolo versus the LA Chargers. I think I'm going Goff, even though Goff's been horrible on the road. Damn, he's been bad in road games. He's been good at home. But I just come back to what I was saying. Actually, you know what? Do you have anything you want to add here? Because I feel really bad telling somebody to start Jared Goff.
No. I think you're fine there. I think
the problem is you roll him out there and he has 4 points sometimes.
Yeah,
but he has a low floor. The Bears defense has been rough lately, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks to everybody for joining us. Thanks to Chevrolet Silverado, Roman Swipes for sponsoring Dear Mr. Fantasy. But Steven and I love doing this. Steven, good job multitasking. I remember I had to do that during Saints Vikings in London myself. Appreciate all of our listeners and hope you win all of your bets today. And we'll have a live Barstool Sportsbook stream from the office coming up in about an hour.
Yes. Thank you. Mince, you can just press end stream on the top right.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, guys.